Vavabasu, Peg Vav Mishne Gimel. Hamoiche Yain Lechaveru Vehichmitz. One who sold Yain Lechaveru, and the wine went sour, became chaymitz, vinegar. Eni chayim v'achriyusoy. Now, if one sold wine and it was vinegar, then avada, it's a mekach tois. But over here, you have no idea when it became. This is any time a person buys something from a store and it's sitting in his fridge for 2 days and it goes sour, becomes spoiled. Why did it get spoiled? Who knows? It's spoiled over the last 2 days. Now, sometimes we have an expiration date on a milk, on a cheese, and it's understood that obviously this is not good if it's spoiled over the last 2 days. It was not supposed to spoil. But something that has any number of reasons why it would spoil, any chayv achriyusim, go prove that it was spoiled b'shas ma'isa, b'shas n'mechira. V'im yaduah sheyenei machmitz, if it's something that everybody knows that his quality is inferior, so then you have to assume that the reason why the wine spoiled is because of the mechir's quality is inferior. And then harezim ekachtois, v'im omaloi, yain mevusim ani mechilchof, the mechir spoke out to the lekeach, I'm selling you, mevusim means high quality. Yain meshubach. So then chayv lahamed loy, he has to give him wine ad ho'atzeres. Wine goes bad when the weather heats up, but a yain mevusim has to last at least until chag shavuos habo. So that's the assumption, is that that's how long the quality of the wine will last. What happens if he doesn't tell him yain mevusim? He tells him yoshon. He says that he's giving him Yain Yoshon, which is a time Meshubach. Yain Yoshon is always referred to in Chazal as a Dovah Meshubach. Mishal Ashtaked, he has to give him from last year's wine. And where he says to him, Umiyushon, Miyushon means extra Yoshon Noishon, like the Lashon of the Pasuk. So then it has to be Mishal Sholoshonim, it has to be from 3 years ago. These are standards in the industry. Again, that could change, like we spoke on the last Mishnah, depending on what the sprach is, what the understanding is between people, and what the climate is, and what the quality of wine is. Mishneh Dalet. Hamoichem bochem lechaveir livnes v'loi bayis. Reuven sold Shimon a piece of land, and it was spoken out that the land was there for construction of a house. It doesn't say how big of a piece of land they sold. I'm selling you a piece of land to build a house. The cost of the house is going to be on the lekech, the labor is going to be on the lekech, but the land to house that house is being sold by the mechit to lekech. V'chein ha-mekabal mechaveroi, livlis le-beis chasnus levnoi. There was such a concept as a small house for a newly married couple. U-beis almanus lebitoi, when Nebuch, his daughter, the husband died young, and he needs a small living quarters. Sometimes people have that. They have children that get divorced or children that have to be at home but need a certain amount of independence. So you make like a small little house annexed to the house. So that's a beis almanus labitoi or a beis chasnus labnoi. Then the halacha is boine arba amis al sheish. How big is a house? A house is 4 amis by 6. He sold them enough land to make a house. What's the house? Minimal. That's how much he sold them. Well, that's how much he said. So that's 4 amos by 6. Divrei Reb Akiva, b'shmol oimer. Rev is Baku said, that's a house? That's a barn. That's an attic. That's not a person can live in there. You want to call it a house, but it's not a house of normal buildage for people. Haretz alasus, Rev is Baku. Boy, na'ar ba'avis al shesh. Yeah. Bay is koton, but if he says a small house, he's making a house for humans to live in, so it has to be the smallest that a person can live normally. What's that? 6 by 8. Shesh. Al Shmoina. If he says Godel, if he says a decent sized house, Shmoina al Eser, 8 by 10. It's very small, the V-hour standard. It's a one room dirula. Traklin, if it's supposed to be a house that's supposed to be for Besser Mansion, Eser al Eser. Interessant. Eser al Eser is already a Traklin. See, look at the Mefarshim. The Traklin is not a place where people live, where they had Teshmishi Dira. It's a place for relaxing. The Rishbam says something interesting. It says, because it's a place for relaxing, for noblemen to relax, so that's why it's square, SLS. The other houses are rectangle. A house is more functional, space by space, when it's rectangular, but it's more gishmak when it's square, more barchovo. Rumoi kechatzi arkev kechatzi rochboi. The height of the house, of each one of these categories, is a half of the width and the length. So you look at the Rav in the Mefarshim. It's not going on all the cases. The Chatzi Orkev and Chatzi Rochbe means between the width and the length. So Bayis Koton, which is 6 and 8, so it would have to be 7. A Bayis Godel, which is between 8 and 10, it would have to be 9. A Trachon is 10 by 10, so it has to be 10. It's exactly 10. And the Refes Boker, or the Beis Almanus, Lefi Deshitis, which is 4 by 6, has to be 5. Raya Ledover Hechel. A Raya to this interesting is the Hechel is going on the first Beis HaMikdash, which had a length of 40 amos and a width of 20, and the height was 30. So you see, between the 40 and 20, that 30, that's the proper height for a place. Hakoil, all the categories that we mentioned, Kibinyan HaHechel. The Mishnah has already said, Raila Dov HaHechel, that means it should be between the Eirich and the Reichiv. So either it means that the Tanakam is not going on all the cases, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, on all the cases. Or, Reb Shimon Gamliel, other Rishonim understand that what the Lashon in the Gemara is that he means Belashon Tmiya. Akol Kabinyan HaHechel? You have to learn out what's normal, each type of binyan. You're going to compare to the hechel, maybe the 20, the 40, the 30. That's because of that size. Lav davka, that's kever for all the minyanim. Mishneh hey, mishiyesh le bor lefnim beiseh shel chaveroi. Somebody who has a bor mayim, and it's only accessed by going through the guy's front yard, backyard. So we had this before, where somebody sells a house, except for a bor, does he sell them with? Is he meicha bayin yofe? Is he meicha bayin ro? So here the Mishnah is saying this again, that somebody who taka has a bar bebayis shel chaveroi nichnas b'shosh shederek ne'od nichnas. And what's your schus? To come in all hours of the day and night? No, come in a normal time. V'yotze b'shosh shederek ne'od yotze. You can't make traffic there. The understanding is he goes in when it's a normal time when people are coming and going. Also, he can walk in surreptitiously, walks in quietly, fills up a barrel, and he goes out. But he can't bring in more traffic. He can't back in with a truck. Pesachas is a type of lock. So the Bal HaBor is allowed to put a lock on his bor that the Bal HaBayis shouldn't be able to take water from it. The water belongs to him. The Bal HaBayis is allowed to make a lock on his front door. This way the Bal HaBor can't barge in whenever it works for him.